It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good Monday afternoon to you. We appreciate you being with us on Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Farm Bureau time. Let's find out what's going on with Marshall County Farm Bureau and elsewhere with Regional Director Angie Nelson. Always good to have you here. How are you?
I am doing really, really well. Harvest is rolling and things are going good, except for, you know, today obviously will kind of keep us out. I know last week was really hard for our bean farmers because it was dewy in the morning and kind of just damp. And so that makes it kind of hard to pull in some bean harvest, but things are rolling along pretty well.
Tell you what, they really have had a good stretch to get that harvest in, haven't they?
They have. They have. The weather's been great, and, you know, we needed the rain, so I don't think there's anybody who's going to complain about needing a little rain here.
And it's amazing. It's almost like, wait a minute, what's the matter with this forecast? It just says showers. It doesn't anything about thunderstorms and high wind and all of that. It's just rain. How about is that? So what's going on with Farm Bureau? Where do you want to start?
Well, I think I'd like to start by telling everyone that we're doing our second annual photo contest.
Okay. So, tell us all about it.
Well, fall is a beautiful time around here, and we live in some of the prettiest countrysides around, and we have beautiful communities. And so we are asking folks to submit some photos, and then those will be judged by folks on Facebook. And we have different categories, so if you don't live near a farm, or if that doesn't interest you at all, you can take pictures of other things too. So the categories are harvest, family, scenery, and anything agriculture. So those are the categories that you can enter.
That just about takes care of everything, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. You can just snap a photo of anything that's interesting to you, and it probably fits into one of those things.
Well, I tell you what, some of the scenery photos I've seen just on Facebook and Twitter so far, you know, and I don't know if it's just because it's the fall or I just didn't pay attention. It's like, boy, they seem to be much prettier than a year ago.
They do. Well, and you think about what's going on outside. Our photos are due by the end of October.
Okay.
And our leaves are just starting to turn now. I mean, we've kind of had a later weather change here. And so the leaves are starting to turn now. So it's a great opportunity to get outside. Well, obviously not today, but to get outside and take some beautiful photos of those, of the leaves changing and the leaves falling and things that are going on out in the countryside.
But I bet you there's somebody out there trying to get pictures of raindrops coming off of some plants or trees or leaves or something. I know that we could take some of these folks with their cameras, they can make anything look nice, no matter how dreary you think it may be out there.
It is amazing.
The photo contest, the deadline is the end of the month?
Yep. I don't have the specific date because that's just me and how I roll. But, you know, if you're taking some photos now, go ahead and send them on in. You can send them to marshall.county@ifbf.org. And then our office coordinator or our outreach coordinator, Shelley Newhouse, will work with you. And then by sending those in, you're giving us permission to put them up on our county Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then there will be a date time where those are then turned over for judging by the public.
Oh, sounds good. So, and you know, and it's almost escaped me so far. I don't know why. And you came in and said, hey, it's pork month. And it's like, yeah, it is. I hadn't thought too much about that, but it is pork month.
It is. They call it Porktober sometimes, I think, is how it works. We've got one thing going for Marshall County Farm Bureau, and that is a contest that we've partnered up with Fairway. So I don't know if you've been out and about, but the Iowa Farm Bureau has a real meat campaign that's been going on, and it started well into the summer, and then it's been kind of moving along this fall, and it's still there. But as part of Pork Month, then Marshall County Farm Bureau works with Fairway, and we are doing a drawing weekly for 10 pounds of fresh pork. Mm. So all you need to do to be entered in that is to fill out a little name sheet and a cell phone, and you pop it in the box that's at the meat counter there at the new Fairway store, and they're doing a weekly drawing for that, and then you'll be contacted by cell phone. If you're the winner, you can pick 10 pounds of whatever fresh pork you'd like.
And, you know, and it made me think, and to be honest, I didn't think a lot about it because I saw the news release about the top five finalists and the best pork tenderloin. I'm going, well, none of them around here at all. But at the same time, you don't have to have that contest to go out there and enjoy a good pork tenderloin.
No, never.
Not in this area.
And it seems like they have really grown in popularity too, and you can find them at a lot more places.
So, and how, so the contest at Fairway, that will go on
through the month? Yeah, it's all the way through the month of October. So it's a really good way for us to just help recognize the importance of pork in our area and pork production. And so I thought, if you're okay with it, I brought a few statistics from the Iowa pork producers, too.
Please share.
So Iowa's number one in pork production. In fact, one-third of the nation's hogs come from the state of Iowa. And in Iowa, at the last ag census, there were 24.8 million hogs. So that's a lot.
That's a lot. Out there's a lot of pigs.
That is. They reside on about just a little over 5,400 pig farms. And between farms and harvesting and processing industries in pork, that it counts for almost 150,000 jobs.
That's not bad around the state, considering our population, all things considered. And you know, and sometimes I think we kind of, you go down the highway and you see the crops, you see the corn, you see the soybeans, you see them out there working. And sometimes, you know, you go down and you see, oh, there's some pigs or there's some cattle out there. You don't think just how important that is to our ag economy here in the state.
It's really important. In fact, just the labor income for Iowa is $6.84 billion. And that's in the pork industry alone. So you think about the crops that we're raising out there that you see when you're driving down the road. Mm-hmm. That's our corn and our soybeans. A lot of those crops go to the pork industry as livestock feed. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the statistics I wrote down from the Iowa pork producers was that our pork industry consumes 22% of our corn and 23% of the soybeans that we grow right here in the state. So what's neat about that is then most of those can be direct marketed locally. So it saves on an awful lot of transportation costs.
And it's amazing. I think sometimes we do forget about how complementary all the agriculture is in our state. Any other tidbits there on Pork Month?
No, I think that's pretty good. But if you do know a pig farmer or someone who works in the pork processing industry, just give them a little shout out this month.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, do we have to really talk about income tax this time of year? I mean, you got a webinar coming up about that. And it's like, oh, wait a minute here. It's not even the first of the year, much less April, but there's planning that has to be done.
There is a lot of planning. So a lot of farm families will start working on tax well ahead of their deadline or well ahead of the end of the fiscal year for them. So on November 4th, the Iowa Farm Bureau produces a webinar. Ed Kordig, our commodity services manager, helps organize that. And this has been a longstanding program that we do each fall to help people work through some of the tax questions and anything that's new in tax code or tax changes. If you are working in a family farm with shares and corporate arrangements, there's some little snippets that might be beneficial to you as you prepare tax. And so we have a couple of expertise folks or a couple of experts who are on the webinar with us. Charles Brown from ISU Extension, he's a farm management specialist. And also Christine Tidgren is part of that program this year, and she's the director for the Center of Ag Law and Taxation at Iowa State. And so they'll be on as guest speakers to help Ed present the material on how we look at the different challenges and how we prepare for this year's tax returns.
Because, when you start talking about the corporations and the shares, that kind of makes it a little bit more challenging, I would guess.
Yeah.
I've never had one of those, never been involved with one, but I can just, you know, it's bad enough trying to figure out taxes for a family of two, and maybe, you know, you got two kids and all that, then you start adding the family shares and the corporations and the employees. It's
daunting. It can be daunting. And a lot of folks use a tax preparer, but still that preparation step is really key. This webinar takes place on November 4th, and it's all online. So you can go to the Iowa Farm Bureau website, and you can register there. They'll even send you reminders via email or text so that you can not forget it when it happens. It's November 4th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
All righty. We were talking a little bit about farmers and landowners. Was that part of the income tax thing, or we got something else here with farmers?
It's not. We've been helping Iowa State Extension promote their farmland owner workshops.
There we go.
They generally do a series with their ag specialists, and they have one coming up in Polk County. And it's on Friday, October 15th at 9 a.m. at their Altoona site. So I know a lot of farmers are in the field, can't make that. But if for some reason there would be a rain delay, they are asking for folks to register. They have different topics. I'm going to read through a couple of those just because I think that it might help someone decide if it's important for them to go. The topics are about an hour each by different specialists and different trade experts. Some of the topics are the China trade, Iowa finances, the carbon market update, Iowa land values, ag law, and tax updates as well. And then I believe they usually cap off the day with kind of a vision for 2022 growing season, and then that's just kind of getting people to start thinking ahead for decisions that need to be made for a new crop.
Well, I bet a lot of them are already thinking about that as the harvest is going on and everything. You know, we had a story earlier about, you know, cover crops, excuse me, and that kind of thing. So, and you also have some reminders for the proverbial snowbirds out there, you know, folks who are going, okay, we've made it through another season here on the farm or whatever. We're going to go enjoy things for a little bit.
It's really hard to think about snowbirding at this time of year, isn't it? It's so nice out, and we've had such a great fall, and there's still so much to do before we close up for the winter time. But yes, we always try and remind our Farm Bureau members who are leaving the state for winter to let us know what their snowbird addresses are, if they'd like their spokesman forwarded, if they'd like their family living publication forwarded, or if they would like to just hold those for the winter time so that they don't have that down there. But a lot of our snowbirds like to stay connected to what's going on around here, so they would prefer that those get switched. And then when they come back in the springtime, when the weather gets a little nicer around here, then we just ask them to give us a call back and let us know that they're home.
So what else we have with Iowa Farm Bureau? Still got a couple of minutes left. I know that there's just a lot of things that are going on, but a lot of it's predicated on getting that harvest in, isn't it?
It is. A lot of it has to depend on harvest. And I know another thing, a lot of our farm families and a lot of our rural communities are involved in the 4-H program, or their older students are in the FFA program. So 4-H week was last week, I believe. And so there were a lot of different shout outs to those folks who are in the 4-H program. I'm also a 4-H leader, and we would just ask anyone who's in the rural or urban setting who wants to learn by doing, do a lot of hands-on activities, and be part of a group that's bigger than themselves, join 4-H.
All right. So don't forget about Pork Month, photo contest. You got the website handy right there again for they can go to?
I do. It's iowafarmbureau.com. We have a Facebook page. It's Marshall County Farm Bureau, or you can email us at marshall.county@ifbf.org.
All right. That is going on through the end of the month. Angie, thanks for all the great information as always. Always good to have you.
Thanks for having me. I love being here.
All right. Angie Nelson, Director for the Region for Iowa Farm Bureau, our guest today here on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.